Well, good morning.
It
is so good to see all of you on this Thanksgiving Sunday, and we are glad that you're with us today, and praying for God's blessing upon you and a touch of God's presence as we sing and pray and worship and hear the word today. And a little bit later on, I'm going to be concluding the series, 11 messages after today, in living courageously in uncertain times. And so you can kind of see my little final thing that's up there this morning. Living courageously is not living without fear. It is living without being controlled and consumed by fear. And so we'll be wrapping that up today. And so as we get ready to worship, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria this morning.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and never shall be, world without end. Amen.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help.
We give thanks for another year God has kept us.
We will not fear, though everything changes.
We give thanks for who God is.
Come, behold the wonders of God. Let's join together this morning and turn into our hymn book to the first hymn if you'd like, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Come ye thankful people, come. And I think it's 89. Thank you. 89. I noticed that wasn't there.
Wholesome, green, and pure may be.
let's join together there for our opening prayer, also in the bulletin this morning. Transforming God, take our darkness and give us light. Take our frustration and give us peace. Take our sadness and give us joy. Take our fear and give us love. Take our loss and give us life. O God, you give so we may receive. We now give you thanks. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we're going to sing our next hymn there, For the Beauty of the Earth, hymn number 76. If you'd like to sing out of the hymn book, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the our children to come down, if they would, this morning. Make their way. Oh, wow, look at this group. I love it. It's good to see all of you this morning. You know, I've been hearing that you guys have been downstairs practicing some songs to sing in December for us. Gosh, I can't wait. Now, since there's only a couple of boys, you guys are going to have to sing out, aren't you? Do you guys have really good voices? I'm getting one of those looks over here. Yeah, I just had to do that this morning. Okay. Now, if you were here last Sunday, I told you that you're going to have to share a second thing that you're thankful for. Do you remember? I remember, thankfully. Yes. So now you're going to have to pick something that was different than what you picked last Sunday. Okay? And if you weren't here last Sunday, then you can pick whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Okay? All right. Last time we started over here. This time we're going to start over here. So what are you thankful for? What do you think? Water. Oh, yes. I got some right up there that I'm drinking this morning. So my voice isn't so dry. What else? What are you thankful for? Can you think? Can I give you a hint? What's in your mouth? Are you thankful for gum? Yeah, you're not. Oh my gosh. When I you go. I'm thankful for it. Yes.
What are you doing?
Food. Yes. What? Dessert. Ooh. That sounds good. God. Thank you. I don't think that got mentioned last Sunday. Yeah. Good job.
Wait.
Horses. Oh, I like that. Thankful for horses. What do you think?
Jesus.
Jesus, yes. Thankful for Jesus. What do you think? We can come back. Give you a little longer to think. Did you say cake? Ah. Man. What? Oh, candy! Sometimes they talk so quiet. I can't hear. I'm always asking the kids at school, what'd you say? Maybe I just need to get my ears checked. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Okay, did you think of something? Candy cane, yes. Yes, those are always a good thing. Hey, let me ask you a question. Was anybody thankful for what happened this past week on Thursday? Does anybody know what happened that day? Snow! Yes, we got snow. Were you excited about that?
I was.
Yeah.
You know what? I was watching the weather lady in the morning, and they were talking about how it wasn't light and fluffy. It was kind of heavier and wet. You know what that kind of snow makes? Makes good snowman. Well, yes, it'll give us water, that's for sure. Yes, it makes good snowman, or snow people, we call them snow people. Or they make great snowballs to throw at people. Yes, yes, that makes it a lot of fun. And we are definitely thankful for everything that you guys mentioned this morning. Oh, we could continue on, couldn't we? All kinds of things that we're very thankful for. And all the blessings that we have in our life. And the one cool thing is that I'm reminded and I'm very thankful that God is always with us. Even sometimes when we might face fear. But you know what? We're all, fear is going to be just part of life sometimes, isn't it? Yeah? I mean, have you ever climbed on something real tall and you were like, hold my hand, Mom, hold my hand, Dad. You know, I don't like looking over the edge. Now, I'll tell you what, years ago when I first started putting Christmas lights up on our house, I'd get right up there and do it. I think as I'm getting a little older, I'm like, yeah, I don't like getting up there and doing that as much anymore. Because it's just kind of what happens in life. But you know what? I'm thankful that God is always with us no matter what we're facing in life. And we can thank God for that today. Okay? Well, I'm going to let you guys go. As you head downstairs, you're going to get to sing. And I don't know, are you finishing those plates or whatever you're working on down there? I'm not even sure what those are. Some kind of craft they're working on down there. God, I love it. I love all those faces, seeing them. Well, maybe you have a joy or concern. I got to say this. I know she's not here, but my wife did a little thing this week. And she goes, here, print this out. And it's got sickness, death, surgeries, other. And I can write names down on these little places here. Yeah, so my secretary was at work this week for me, but it'll make it easier. The only thing she didn't add, but I guess I can put that under other, is unspoken needs, but that's all right. So maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share before we go to prayer this morning. We always allow you to have a little bit of time to do that. And so we want to give you a chance too. So somebody this morning, joys or concerns this morning? Yeah.
Unspoken.
Unspoken this morning. Okay. Somebody else? Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken. And I thought I saw a couple others.
I have
understand his prayers as keeping him down as a job. And he's not supposed to be doing a lot of things just yet. And then just keep Evan in as he has his surgery tomorrow for his shoulder.
Yes. And I already had him written down, and Dana too. So somebody else. Yes. What's his first name?
His first name is
Ian. Okay. We want to remember Ian, who's having back surgery then this week. And then...
Please keep Sherry, my friend.
Yes.
She had her last radiation, and she went at our appointments last week, and we'll find out tomorrow what she found out.
Okay. Yes, and hopefully there'll be a good thing there with that. Somebody else, joy or concern, yes.
I have a joy that my friends can pick me up and bring me to church, and my sister can bring me home.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes. Yes. You know what? I ran into those two in the grocery store this week. Yes. Now, they weren't being ornery or anything, but yes. But she said something about that, and her sister, Jody, pipes up and says, well, we'll make sure you can come. And but that was nice that your son brought you. Wow. And who? Oh, Carrie did. Oh, my. She's down with the kids this morning. Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's right. You did tell me that when we were at the... at the grocery store, yeah. So that was wonderful, and we're thankful that she's able to come and be a part of this. Yes.
A friend of mine, Ron Moore, is diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Okay. Ron? Okay. Somebody else? Yeah, I've got some. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yes. So, yeah, they're on the monthly now, but that's okay. I don't know if they have to go through any kind of treatments, or did they do pre-treatments and then surgery?
They're doing some treatments after.
Okay. Then good. Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. I'm glad. So Kim and who was the other one? All of them then. Okay. That's, I'm glad to hear that. What a blessing that is. And then I saw another, yeah.
Gene Gavalt and Sue Hart.
Yes, I have Sue down. And if some of you don't know, Sue had a mild stroke while she was in North Carolina, or South Carolina. Yeah, South Carolina. She didn't even know it till she got home. And then there were some signs. And... we need to keep Sue in our prayers for healing and recovery. And she's going to get an MRI up here to find out exactly what's happening. And we'll know more after that. And then what was the other one? Oh, Jean. Is she still at...
No, she got home.
Okay. Did she have one of her spell things with... Okay, yeah. So we want to remember Jean in our prayers. All of them have been added to the monthly, so you'll see that. And somebody else, yes.
I'm Janet Heslam. My husband was a pastor here in the 60s.
Oh.
So maybe some of you know us from painting the green paint. We had quite a party. It's good to be here. I live in New Hampshire now, and my daughter from Florida.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for coming and visiting with us today. Wow. You know, that is such a blessing, because in all the years that I've pastored, not very often do I get to always meet former pastors. I've met a few that's gone into churches after I've been at a church. But so that's wonderful. And we're so glad that you're here with us today. I thought I saw another. Yeah, go ahead.
My brother Don's in the hospital this weekend. He's having chest pain, so he may need a new stent.
Okay. Okay, so they're going to be running tests on him regarding that. And you said Don. Is
Don.
Don, yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I want to make sure because her husband's Donnie. They're Don, so yeah. Somebody else. Oh, you got another, hold on a minute. She got another one.
I have a story too. Today's Beth's birthday.
Yes, I know. I saw that on the list. Happy birthday, Beth. Yes, and we're glad. I saw that celebrating with her. Go ahead, Tom.
That's a joy I want to share. She told me to come again. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we were in the parish, Second Point Parish at that time. Is that right?
Oh, my gosh.
And he was a student minister, right?
No, he was ordained, but his helpers were students.
Okay, yeah, we had student ministers, yeah. But what I didn't know is we painted this green in the 60s.
When they were there, wow. That's interesting. Huh. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. We can do that. People traveling, definitely. Anybody else this morning? She's asking for prayers for some of the CASA kids that she works with that won't be able to be at home for Christmas. So they'll be at a place for them. And that can be tough. Yeah, that can be tough. So for God's touch and presence to be with those kids and during this season. Somebody else? Anybody else? All right, so there's lots of ones there, and maybe there was something on your heart you couldn't share. As Carla plays here for a little bit, you can quietly pray in your seats there. And if you need to lift up something to the Lord, you can do that then, or some of these names that come to your mind and lift them up, and then I'll come and close us out. Gracious God, we're just so thankful that you are present with us in all aspects of life. Whether we are experiencing joy and celebration, or whether we're experiencing sadness or sorrow, you are there with us. You are our constant companion. I'm thankful today for Jesus, when he said that the Spirit, the Comforter, is the one who, like Jesus, that is with us all through life. And we're grateful and thankful for that today. And even when we experience times of fear and anxiety and worry, that you are there with us and walking with us and helping us so those things don't control our lives. So thank you, Lord, for your presence, your love, your goodness, your touch. We especially want to lift up those today that have been mentioned, some of them that are in need of healing today. We pray for Jean, Lord, with this water that built up on her lungs. Thank you for the medicine and the ability that they are able to drain that. And we just ask for your continued health and strength for her. We pray for Sue, Lord. We pray for healing. We pray for recovery, Lord. And Lord, we're praying that there'll be a good report when they do the scan, that it won't have affected her in serious ways, Lord. And so we're thankful today. We're thankful and celebrate with Sherry, Lord, that she was able to complete her radiation treatments. God, we pray for strength and recovery and healing, Lord, and we're trusting you for a good report there. Lord, we pray for Ron, who's just been diagnosed with Parkinson's. God, we pray for healing and grace and strength there. We pray for and are grateful for the treatments and the surgeries and the recovery for Kim and Renee and Katie. And Lord, as they continue to do some further treatments, that you will be with them and bring healing and wholeness and strength to their bodies. We lift up Don today, Lord, who was experiencing chest pains. Lord, we don't know exactly what's going on, but we entrust him into your hands and ask for your healing touch and strength for him today. Thank you, Lord, as we lift up Dana to you today, as he's recovering. Thank you for your continued strength in his body as he gets stronger. And Lord, we lift up Evan, who's going in for surgery tomorrow, that you'll guide the surgeon's hands as they operate and be able to repair the damage that was done, and that he'll have a good, speedy, strong recovery afterwards, Lord. And Lord, we lift up Ian, Lord, with going in for back surgery. We just pray for your hand to guide there, the surgeons, and all that's involved. There may be healing and wholeness and restoration and good recovery, Lord. And we're thankful for that today. Lord, we think of those CASA children and others that may be in situation like that, that sometimes miss out on the times of the year that we take for granted with family. We just ask for your love and your grace and your presence and your comfort and peace to be with them in the midst of that. Lord, we think of those that are going to be traveling this coming week, that you will just be with them and watch over them and give them traveling mercies. As we think about some of our own folks that'll be traveling, bring them back to be with us again, and we're thankful for that. Lord, we lift up these three unspoken needs today. Lord, you know each one of those and what's going on. So we ask for your special touch, and that you would move as only you can do. And we're grateful and thankful for that, that you can open up doors and make ways and provide opportunities or whatever that may involve, as we thank you for these things now. And Lord, just thank you so much for this community of faith and what we do throughout the year with our missions team and all that's going on, and the blessing that we can be a part of, to be able to grab those little items off of the giving tree and be able to provide presents for kids that cannot receive them during this season because of financial hardships or whatever that may involve. And we just thank you for that, that we can be a part of that blessing as you use our community of faith to reach out in new and unique ways and continue to be a blessing. Thank you for all of these things. We ask your blessing upon the rest of the service, Lord, as we break the bread of your word. May you just continue to encourage us and let us know that no matter the fears and anxieties and worries we face in life, that you are with us and that you are leading us through with your strength and help and presence. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Thank you for joining us in prayer. As I often say, I do believe it makes a difference in people's lives when we stand with them that way. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, thank you for your faithfulness and your as you give and being a blessing. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. There are no limits to the blessings you have given us, gracious Lord. Now we give thanks by giving a portion to you. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture readings are from several passages this morning. And that we're going to be looking at. We're going to start off with one of them from the book of Proverbs. And then we're going to look at a passage in Isaiah. And then one of the stories of Jesus in Matthew chapter 8 as we finish out our series today. Proverbs chapter 14 verses 26 through 27. The fear of the Lord is strong confidence and refuge for one's children. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning people away from death traps. And then from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a high and exalted throne, the edges of his robe filling the temple. Winged creatures were stationed around him, Each had six wings. With two they veiled their faces. With two their feet. And with two they flew about. They shouted to each other saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heavenly forces. All the earth is filled with God's glory." The door frame shook at the sound of their shouting. And the house was filled with smoke. I said, "Mourn for me. I'm ruined. I'm a man with unclean lips. And I live among a people with unclean lips. Yet I've seen the King, the Lord of heavenly forces." Then one of the winged creatures flew to me, holding a glowing coal that he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt has departed and your sin is removed." Then I heard the Lord's voice saying, "Whom should I send? And who will go for us?" I said, "I'm here. Send me." And then Matthew chapter 8, a familiar story to us, verses 23 through 27. When Jesus got into a boat, the disciples followed him. A huge storm arose on the lake, so that waves were sloshing over the boat. But Jesus was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, rescue us. We're going to drown." He said to them, "Why are you afraid, you people of weak faith?" Then he got up and gave orders to the wind and the lake, and there was a great calm. The people were amazed and said, "What kind of person is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God will add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, you know, I always like to share something funny to start off with. Thanksgiving Day was approaching, and the family had received a card that had a picture of a pilgrim family on their way to church. Well, Grandma decided to show to her young grandchildren that picture and said, "Look, the pilgrim children just loved going to church with their parents." Well, one of the grandsons piped up and said, "Oh yeah? Well, why is Dad carrying that rifle with him?" I want to continue this morning as we conclude our series and talk to you about living with fear, yet living courageously. Well, throughout this series, we've considered a variety of fears, anxieties, and worries that keep us awake at night, robbing us at times of our peace. Some fears are only what we imagine, as we talked about. Some have not even happened, and some may never happen. Others, though, are grounded in something in our lives, whether something we've seen or heard or felt or experienced. We've seen that there are some fears that are a gift meant to help us, protect us, and motivate us, while some are not threats, but only amplifications of the thoughts in our minds. I read something this week that kind of struck me. Quote, "When we become fearful, F-U-L-L, that which was intended to protect us ends up controlling us and robbing us of the abundant, full life." That's why I had up on the PowerPoint early on there, living courageously is not living without fear or worry or anxiety. It is living without being controlled or consumed by fear, anxiety, or worry. It's allowing appropriate fear to motivate us to action. And so as we finish this up this morning, I want to talk about one of those appropriate fears and then how God works in our lives from that. So let's begin by saying this first as we start. God calls us into living in awe for God. Living in awe for God. Okay, now let me talk just a minute about this phrase that came up in Proverbs and what I mentioned just a moment ago. And that is the idea of the fear of the Lord. Now, fearing God is a perplexing idea to so many today. I mean, think about it. Aren't we supposed to love God? Doesn't the Bible tell us that God is love? So why fear God? Well, here's the thing I want you to see about that, because the Hebrew word there for fear, that's translated fear, can also mean awe, living, practicing awe, having an awe for God or a reverence for God. Or to use an old phrase that we sometimes still use with regard to our children and adults, respect. Respect. And so I want to share two things. Why fear God? What does this involve? Well, first of all, fearing God means living with the awareness that God is God and I am not. That's really one of the key ideas in Scripture about when you find this phrase, fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is just being aware in our lives as we live that God is God and I'm not. I mean, life will be so much simpler, wouldn't it, if we just lived that way? And it reminds me of the Isaiah reading that we did this morning, of Isaiah's vision of God on the throne that left him saying, "Woe is me, I'm nothing." Why did he say that? Because he was overwhelmed in that vision by the greatness, the awesomeness, the majesty, the powerfulness of who God is. He was awestruck by the beauty, by the wonder of what he saw in that vision in the throne room there. And in that moment, Isaiah felt so small, but he was forgiven and sent on a mission by the God of the universe. I think that's what that awareness is all about. Is we realize that no matter what we face in life, our fears, our worries, our anxieties, or whatever else you want to add in there, that God is greater than any of those things. And sometimes in those situations, and I know because I've been there, in my worries, in my anxieties, in my fears, I try to take control of situations. And I don't know if you've ever done that before, but sometimes it can turn into a bigger mess than what we want sometimes. And it's just because of we are trying in those moments to be God and take care of things. And God is saying, hold on, rest, trust me. Give it to me. Let me take care of it, as we talked about last week. Let me do that. God is God, and I am not. Fearing God also means living with a respect for God that is life-giving. Now, it's interesting in that Proverbs passage that we read, it said a couple things there. And I want to share those with you. And I think the idea that what I'm drawing from it is living in awe for God offers a strong sense of confidence and security. A place, think of it this way, a place of less fear, less worry, less anxiety. In fact, the writer says that it can be a place that is even for our children, our offspring, our generations to come after us. That's a powerful thing if you think about that. I don't know if you've ever had a trust where you live confidently every day because you just knew God has it. God has it. He's got it. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to fret. That's a powerful place to be at. Now, if you're like me, there's some times when I live that way. And then there's some times when I don't live that way. It all just depends on the situations. Have you ever noticed, and I've experienced this all through my life and people that I've talked to, there's some things, sometimes I'll be telling somebody about something I'm facing and they'll look at me like I'm crazy. And I know what they're thinking. Jason, why are you getting all worried about that? Because for them, they trust God in that. At that moment, I was struggling. Or, on the other hand, I've had somebody come in and they are all flustered and crying and upset and worried and freaking out. And they tell me what's wrong and I'm like, well, I'm thinking at least. Now, maybe my face gives it away. Whoa, wait a minute. Why are you so worked up about that? That doesn't even matter. But to them, it does. In that moment, because that's where they're struggling. And in those moments, we have to be there for one another. We have to help them because each of us can struggle where we trust God at. And so it's so important that we can learn to live in that awe, in that trust, in that reverence, and know that God has it all taken care of, which can give us that strong sense of security and confidence. And then living in awe for others offers, as what the other part of that verse says, a life-giving force for our lives. The psalmist says that the fear of the Lord is like a continuous fountain. I don't know if you've ever been around a fountain before. But if it's one of those that's continually going, it ain't going to stop. You're not going to run out of water. Now think about that in a minute. We live in the United States of America. All we got to do is go up and shoot, and we got water. I mean, it's no problem. I mean, have you ever walked into one of your rooms and you flipped the light and it didn't come on? What's going on? What's happening? They lived in ancient Israel. Dry, desert. Water was not an easy thing to get all the time. And when they heard this, I bet you it brought joy to their hearts. A continuous fountain. And guess what? Fountains expresses several ideas in Scripture. It expresses healing. It expresses abundant life, which Jesus talks about. Because the Spirit of the Lord is bubbling up within us, Jesus says, as a continuous fountain of life. The point is simple, but it's so life-changing, isn't it? As we learn to live in awe and trust in God. Second thing, wait a minute, I forgot. I'm so used to only having two and I got a third one this week. And this is something I read this week, and so I'm sharing this with you. I think it was Adam Hamilton that I read this from. When we fear God more, we fear everything else, or everything else a little less. And that really struck me when I thought about that. Isn't that true? When I am trusting God, knowing that God is taking care of it all, some of the things that would get to me all of a sudden don't get to me. Things that worried me, things that made me anxious, things that made me fearful, all of a sudden just didn't anymore, or at least less. And that is such a powerful thing to think about. The more we rest in God's peace and long to follow Him, the less we worry and are anxious. And that is so true, because that's what we talked about last week when we looked at Jesus, when he talked about anxiety and worry. And then the second thing I want you to see now is the one whose presence is enough. This is where we come to that place in life. And again, I think this can happen in moments and at other times maybe not. But boy, if we can come to that place where God's presence is enough. Jesus' presence is enough. And this has to do with, I think, really releasing our fears and worries and anxieties to God. Because that's what we're really doing in those moments. We're saying, God, I give these to you because you are enough. And what happens in that process? I think it comes from that story about Jesus in the boat with the disciples on the storm on the water. And that is trusting that God is in the boat with us. Or if you want to say, trusting that Jesus is in the boat with us. The boat representing life and sailing through life, and storms arise, what's going to happen? And I love it because Jesus got in the boat and the disciples followed him and they ended up in the storm. And they were so afraid. Yet what's Jesus doing? He's just sleeping. Because he came to that point. He knew God was with him. He didn't have to worry. Finally, they roused him and said, Lord, rescue us. We're going to drown. But notice what the text says next. He said to them, why are you afraid, you weak of faith? And he got up and he ordered the winds and the waves to cease. And there was a great calm. Wouldn't it be wonderful to live each day in a great calm? What was their response? What sort of person is this? I wonder how often we've probably said that. And not only building on that, but that God is in the boat with us, but trusting that God is always by our side, which goes right along with it. What just happened here in that story? They feared the storm, yet they feared the one who calmed the storm even more. They respected and reverenced and were in awe of what Jesus did. Listen, if we're going to release our fears, worries, and anxieties to God, we must trust that God is big enough to care for us and stronger than any storm we might face in life. Do you see how awe, wonder, and trust in God's power equates with less fear, less worry, less anxiety? Isaiah said it this way, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my shield. The Lord has become my salvation. It's why the psalmist could say these words, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil danger because you are with me. It's why the disciples, after Christ calmed the winds and waves, would no longer be afraid because Jesus was in the boat with them. Let me close by saying this. We've gone through this whole series. You and I will experience fear, worry, and anxiety. But we don't have to be oppressed or defeated or controlled by them. We can face our worries and anxieties and fears with faith and courage and release them to God. And in so doing, I hope we will experience what we talked about last week, the peace that exceeds all understanding, that guards, oversees, watches over our hearts and minds. This peace will allow us to live courageously in uncertain times. Amen and amen. Well, I should do this. I was going to let you, but I want to say a couple things here. I should have done this through the series and I didn't, but I'm going to acknowledge some people that helped me with this series. Ah, yes. I want to acknowledge, first of all, a book by K.J. Ramsey, The Lord is My Courage, Adam Hamilton, Unafraid, and Winfried Neely, How to Overcome Worry. So there you go. Okay, go ahead. Greet a few people this morning. Shake a couple hands. And then we'll close out with our little chorus. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Part there. We sing the first part twice, and then we sing the second part twice, and then we end with the little phrase there, give thanks this morning. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. A grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One, give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong, let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Well, let's join together this morning for our benediction. As we have been blessed, we go to be a blessing to others.
We are grateful for all of God's blessings.
May the Lord bless and keep us. May the Lord be our source and guide. May the Lord be our peace this day and forevermore. Amen.